Star Wars Unlimited, Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Star Wars Unlimited is a two-player, now multiplayer, trading card game from Fantasy Flight Games built around a double-sided leader, a base, and a 50-card deck. You win by dealing 30 damage to your opponent's base. Its signature mechanic, any card can be played face down as a resource, kills the mana screw of older TCGs. So it's easy to learn and deep to master. In 2026, it's never been easier to start. The scripted intro battle, Hoth Box, teaches the rules as you play a guided Vader vs Leia first game. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What Star Wars Unlimited is, and why 2026 is the moment to cross the threshold, here is the whole promise in one line. In Star Wars Unlimited, you don't just play a deck, you lead it. Every game opens with your leader card laid flat in the command zone, Vader brooding, hand calculating, Yoda hidden, granting a passive ability while you build toward the dramatic turn you flip and deploy them into the fight to lead from the front. That single moment is the emotional engine of the game, and it's why Who's Your Leader is the community's icebreaker, the SWU version of What Do You Main Asterisk. The game launched March 2024 from Fantasy Flight Games as the scrappy underdog against Magic and Pokémon. And by mid-2026, it's 9 sets deep with a real organized play pyramid and a healthy free online scene. 2026 is genuinely the moment. The March rotation reset the card pool to a smaller, fresher set, Set 7, A Lawless Time, added multi-aspect cards and credit tokens, the mass-market intro battle, Hoth Box made onboarding effortless, and the first Galactic Championship signaled a maturing, well-supported game. Your entry point is your aspect, the color of your soul. There are 6 asterisk vigilance, blue control, command green ramp and armies, aggression red burn, cunning yellow tricks, plus the gorgeous moral seam of asterisk heroism asterisk white and villainy asterisk black. Half the joy of this community is gleefully picking the villain, building Palpatine to cackle unlimited power, running Krennic or Iden and owning it. Nobody judges you for maining Vader. Don't overthink the threshold. Pick the character you love, grab a prebuilt and play. You're not behind, you're right on time. Pick the Star Wars character you genuinely love that points you at a leader, and your leader points you at your aspects. Grab the intro battle, Hoth Box, and run its scripted Vader vs Leia first game. It teaches the rules in motion. Learn the one-sentence win condition, deal 30 damage to the enemy base and you win. Decide your side of the force, heroism white or villainy black, and own it. Watch one current beginner guide, Bards and Cards, Utini the Gamer, before you spend a dollar on singles. Find your nearest local game store and note when it runs a casual SWU night. First words of the order leader slash deploy slash flip, your one leader starts laid flat for a passive ability, then you flip and deploy it as a unit at the dramatic moment. Aspects, the 6 colors of the soul, heroism, villainy, aggression, command, cunning, vigilance, set by your leader plus base. Who's your leader? The table's icebreaker, SWU's What Do You Main. Resourcing, slap any card face down as a resource, nothing in your hand is ever truly dead. Easy to learn, impossible to put down, the designers built around 2 pillars, accessibility and fun. The resource any card system removes the most frustrating no-plays problem of older TCGs, so a brand new player and a tournament grinder can have a real match. With intro battle, Hoth, you're playing inside 30 minutes. Pick your aspect, pick your path, none of the 6 aspects is strictly best. Aggression, red burn, and command, green big units are the most straightforward for new players. Cunning, yellow tricks, and vigilance, blue control, reward timing you'll grow into. Choose with intent, not optimization. The underdog that wanted you, SWU, was the 2nd best-selling TCG launch of 2024 and a consistent top 10 game through 2025. A stable base with real local store support. Born hungry against the giants, the scene's defining trait is that it remembers being new and pays it forward. Here's the long game reason 2026 is kind to newcomers. Rotation shrank the pool, so the cards you learn on stay relevant longer and cost less. You're buying into a smaller, fresher galaxy than the veterans had to. Notice that every card is a unique commissioned illustration, never a film still. You're not collecting screenshots, you're collecting art. That reverence is baked into the whole hobby from card 1. And learn the chant now while you're new, G-O-N-K, G-O-N-K. The little G-N-K power droid is our unofficial mascot, the wholesome heart of the whole thing. You're already one of us. Building your first deck, collecting, deck building, and the lowest ready bar, the craft of SWU has 2 faces and the monastery treasures both. The first is deck building as self-portrait. A constructed deck is a minimum of 50 cards. Your leader and base are separate, with a maximum of 3 copies of any card. Your leader grants 2 aspect icons and your base grants 1. Those 3 define your colors, and any card outside them pays the dreaded aspect penalty of +2 resources per off-aspect icon. That tax is the whole reason every deck is a tight, intentional argument about who you are. The veteran wisdom is blunt, build tight. Run close to the 50-card minimum so you draw your best cards more often, and include 12 to 15 cheap cards costing 1 to 2 resources so you're never doing nothing on the early rounds. The deck-building language lives in two axes, going wide versus going tall. Flood the board with small units or stack power into a few giants, and the aggro-slash-midrange-slash-control trinity, race the base to zero, grind efficient value, or ramp to game-ending bombs. Second face is the collector's craft, a deliberate variant ladder of hyperspace, foil, and the crown jewel showcase leaders roughly 1 per 12 boxes, with showcase Vader as the community's white whale. But SW is celebrated as asterisk made for players, not flippers. Functional decks are genuinely affordable and smart play beats a fat wallet, so collecting feels like devotion to the art, not a pay-to-win arms race. The lowest acceptable ready bar, a single spotlight deck or starter sleeved that you can run unaided. Build list free on SWDB.com and test on Karabas before you buy a single rare. Just resource it, nothing's ever wasted. Pick your leader and base first, let their three aspect icons lock your colors before you add a single card. Keep the deck near the 50-card minimum and pack 12 to 15 cards costing 1 to 2 resources. Build and tweak your list free on SWDB.com, then one-click export it into Karabas to test. Play 5 to 10 practice games on Karabas against different archetypes before buying any singles. Make your first real edit, swap 2 to 3 cards for ones you keep wishing you had drawn. The builder's tongue aspect penalty plus 2 resources per off-aspect icon. Your paying penalty on that is the gentle veteran nudge. Going wide versus going tall, many small units versus a few giants. Aggro slash midrange slash control, race, grind, or ramp. What's your game plan? Asks which you are, hyperspace slash showcase slash foil, the variant chase ladder. A dud pack is a brick. Learning the aspect penalty the hard way, the universal SWU baptism. You splash a few off aspect cards because they're good, bleed plus 2 resources all game, lose. And finally, understand why leader plus base define your colors. Everyone pays this tuition once. Pay it, then never forget it. Sleeve it, carry it, track it. Standard size sleeves are essential. Official GameGenic SWU art sleeves. Double sleeving is common competitively. A GameGenic deck pod holds a double-sleeved deck plus a leader base slot and a token drawer. SWDB.com is your free list builder and collection tracker. Tighter decks win more. The one beginner mistake is running over the minimum to fit everything in. Don't. A 50-card deck draws its best cards more reliably than a 60-card one. Cut your 51st best card, your future self thanks you, two words before you chase a showcase, secondary market. SWUs is approachable. And commons are cheap at any LGS. Buy the deck that wins games first. The White Whale Altart is a reward, not a requirement. Precise rule because beginners trip on it. 50 card minimum, max 3 copies of any single card. Leader and base counted separately. Most competitive lists sit right at 50. That isn't a coincidence. Don't feel you have to brew from scratch on night one. Every veteran will tell you, learn on the rails of a starter first. There's zero shame in it. That's literally how all of us started. How a turn actually works, the two arenas, the core loop, and playing honest. Here's the honest machinery. A round has two phases. In the action phase, players asterisk alternate single actions, play a card, attack, use an action ability, take the initiative, or pass. Then a short regroup phase, both players resource one card face down, ready their exhausted cards, and each draw two. That alternating blow trading rhythm is the soul of the game. Units live in two separate arenas, ground and space. Attackers can only hit units in their asterisk own asterisk arena, repeated at every table as gospel and as a joke. You can't shoot a blaster at a starship, but any unit can attack the enemy base, and reducing that base from its starting 30 HP to zero wins you the game. Combat is simultaneous, attacker and defender each deal damage equal to their power, and a unit is defeated when damage reaches its HP. You trade blows, nobody gets a free swing. Learn the top keywords without looking them up. Sentinel must be attacked first, raid X asterisk plus X power on attack, ambush attack when played, shielded a damage blocking shield, overwhelm excess damage hits the base, asterisk grit plus 1 power per damage, restore X asterisk heal base on attack, bounty asterisk, a reward to whoever defeats it. The etiquette is baked into the mechanics. SWU is an asterisk open information game. Announce your leader's passive and triggered abilities out loud. Hidden triggers feel like cheating. Declare your arena clearly. Don't slow roll the initiative to grind the clock. And the one true sin? Gatekeeping the rules in a casual game. Help your opponent see lethal or a misplay. Play honest. Set up, leader laid flat in the command zone, base with its 30 HP. Deck shuffled, then mulligan a weak opening hand without hesitation. Each action phase, take one single action at a time and watch what your opponent does between each. Keep ground and space straight in your head, say ground or space aloud as you deploy. Announce your leader's passive and any triggered ability out loud every time it fires. Time your leader deploy flip from ability mode to unit mode when it's hardest for the opponent to answer. End every match with a handshake and good game, win or lose. Words you'll hear at the table ground slash space, the two side-by-side arenas, forgetting which arena something is in as a rookie tell. Resourcing slash resource it, the comfort mantra that no card is ever dead. Initiative slash claim, pass your action to claim first move next round, did you claim, is constant table talk. Check slash checkmate borrowed from chess, threatening lethal versus a position the opponent can't escape. The etiquette in the rules SWU is open information, so announce passives and triggers out loud. Hidden triggers feel like cheating. Declare your arena ground space, take your initiative bell honestly, no clock gaming. Always offer the handshake and good game. And in a learning game, help your opponent see lethal gatekeeping the rules is the one true sin. Think in two arenas at once, a monster ground board does nothing against a space threat. Balance your deck and your attacks across both battlefields, and remember, any unit can swing at the base even when the arenas are otherwise stalemated. Trade up, race with what survives, use cheap units and events to remove the opponent's expensive threats, then race the base with whatever's left. Don't overcommit every unit to attack and leave your base naked, keep a blocker in each arena when you're low, unless it's lethal this turn. Your first deployed leader flip is the moment it all clicks. Vader slams onto the board and the whole table feels it. Everybody remembers their first deploy. You'll be telling that story for years. Blunt version, simultaneous combat means there are no free swings. Both units deal power as damage at once. If you attack into something bigger, you die too. Math the trade before you declare it. The rhythm of alternating single actions is the meditative heart of it. You act, you watch, you respond. Treat every pass as information. The board is a conversation, not a monologue. Hanging with the pros, the meta sequencing, the initiative, and the line you never cross the pro edge is built on a few hard skills. First, the initiative is sacred, and it's a asterisk resource asterisk, not a reflex. Taking it means you go first next round, but it forces you to pass the rest of the phase, handing your opponent free actions. Take the bell when going first wins a race or lets you remove a key blocker, never snatch it greedily. Reading the initiative correctly to steal a game you shouldn't have is the moment you stop playing cards and start playing the game. Second, sequence around the leader deploy. Many games swing the exact round a leader hits the board as a unit. Plan your tempo so the deploy lands when it's hardest to answer. Third, respect open resources. If an opponent passes with resources up, play around a surprise event or ambush unit before overcommitting. The meta is real and tracked. Data sites like Scorch, GG, SWU Fan, and SWU Meta Stats follow thousands of top finishes. As of mid-2026, the premier meta features Kira Data Vault, Sabine, Quinlan, Tarkintown, asterisk, and Vader slash and slash Ray asterisk variants near the top. Once you're past the basics, creator hubs like the Outmaneuver podcast and Discord serve meta breakdowns and deck tech. Competitive entry means sleeving a tuned Premier Legal deck, learning best of three sideboarding, and grinding qualifier points. 100 QP qualifies you for the Galactic Championship. And the bright line, SWU's win at all costs jerk slow rolls the initiative to grind the clock and gatekeeps rules to gain edge. Don't be that player. Premier rounds are timed. Take your bell honestly, help true beginners, and respect the suspended list. No house ruling boba back in at a sanctioned table. Smart play beats a fat wallet, and it beats a bad attitude too. Treat the initiative as a resource. Take the bell only when first move next round wins a race or removes a key blocker. Plan your tempo so your leader deploys on the round it's hardest to answer. When an opponent passes with resources up, play around a surprise event or ambush before overcommitting. Read a current meta tracker, Scorch, GG, SWU Meta Stats to know what the top decks are doing. Practice best of three sideboarding, tune flex slots, extra removal versus aggro, more reach versus control. Enter a planetary qualifier and start earning qualifier points toward the 100 QP Galactic Championship threshold. Initiative is a resource, not a reflex. Taking the bell wins you first move next round but forces you to pass the rest of this phase free actions for your opponent. The skill is weighing that cost. Greedily snatching the initiative hands games away, reading exactly when to claim it wins the ones you shouldn't. The competitive vocabulary, taking the bell, claiming initiative. Tempo, who's dictating the pace, sequencing your deploy is tempo play. Tech card, a flex slot tuned against expected decks. Suspended, the suspended list, SWU's word for banned. Boba Fett collecting the bounty was the legendary first casualty NAV 2024. It got suspended, said with a knowing grin. The line you never cross the game's win at all costs archetype slow rolls the initiative to bleed a timed round and gatekeeps rules for edge. That's the line. Take your bell honestly, never house rule the suspended list at a sanctioned table and help true beginners even mid-match. Winning ugly isn't winning here. Know which side of the race you're on. Aggression decks want to end games fast before control stabilizes with sentinels, restore, and removal. Before you mulligan, ask whether you're the beatdown or the breaks, then sequence every action toward that plan. One precise reminder the pros live by, taking the initiative ends your action phase. You do not get to take it and then keep acting. Misread that timing and you've gifted your opponent the whole back half of the round. The competitive secret nobody markets SW is made for players, not flippers, so a tuned premier deck is affordable and the secondary market is approachable. Your grinding skill, not your wallet, that's rarer than it sounds. Your first planetary qualifier is a right, not a final exam. Best of three Swiss into top 8, you'll drop a few, everyone does. The QP grind toward the Galactic Championship starts the day you show up. The unwritten code, rights, lore, and the found family soul of SW, the thing veterans say over and over, is some version of, I walked into a shop knowing nobody, and by the end of the night I had a crew I now play with every week. That's the soul of it. SWU launched as the underdog against Magic and Pokémon, and that scrappy we just got here energy turned the community into one that genuinely remembers being new, so the default posture toward a stranger holding a starter is sit down, I'll teach you ground versus space, not gatekeeping. It's affordable enough that the table isn't a wealth filter, accessible enough that a kid and a 40-year MTG grinder can sit across from each other, and Star Wars enough that everyone shares a mythology before a card is played. The cards themselves are reverent meme bait. It's a trap, hello there, I have the high ground, henshot first on two cards, Jar Jar literally printed as everyone's favorite character, and the holy patron saint, the GONK power droid GONK Gonk asterisk, the wholesome heart of it all. The unwritten code is simple. Pick your side and own it, praise the art and not just the win, take your bell honestly, offer the handshake, and pass it forward. The person who taught you the aspect penalty expects you to teach the next newcomer at the LGS. That last one isn't a suggestion, it's the whole point. More than a game here means it's the one table in the store where being a Star Wars nerd is both the price of admission and the entire point. Your initiation is complete. May the force be with you, said uneironically and meant. Now go welcome the next one in. Go to a pre-release, crack sealed packs the weekend before a set drops and meet the whole crew at once. Join the Discord and follow a podcast, The Fifth Trooper, the SWU report for tech and tier lists, but show up in person. Learn the card art in jokes, it's a trap, hello there, hand shot first, and the GONK GONK chant. Always offer the handshake and good game, win or lose, at every table. Host a night yourself, pre-build two loner decks so a newcomer can sit and play in minutes. Find a brand new player and teach them ground versus space and the aspect penalty. Close the loop. The unwritten code, bring a pre-built before you brew, no shame learning on rails, announce passives and triggers out loud, declare your arena, take your bell honestly, no clock gaming, offer the handshake every time. Help newcomers see lethal in casual games, gatekeeping is the one true sin, own your villain, respect the suspended list, and pass it forward, teach the next new player, rites of passage your first deployed leader, flip the fantasy, clicks, learning the aspect penalty the hard way, the universal baptism, building your first deck off the rails, you forge an identity instead of borrowing one. Your first pre-release, strangers become your pod, your first planetary qualifier. Pulling your first showcase leader, reading the initiative to steal a game, and the last right, teaching a brand new player and welcoming them in like someone once did for you. The ethos and the in-jokes, you don't play a deck, you lead asterisk it, the flip and deploy is the emotional engine. The community is split down a gorgeous moral seam, white heroism versus black villainy, and half the joy is gleefully maining the villain, unlimited power. When Palpatine drops. The cards love Star Wars back, hand shot first, Jar Jar is everyone's favorite character and the patron saint GONK. You can't shoot a blaster at a starship, said as gospel and as a joke. How to host the fold pre-sleeve and pre-build two ready decks so guests play in minutes, keep a loner spotlight deck on hand. Teach by running intro battle, Hoth first, rules in motion, not a wall of text. For 3 to 4 players, run the Twin Suns multiplayer format, 2 leaders per deck singleton for chaotic social fun. Coach, don't crush, take back true beginners' obvious misplays and explain the line so they come back next week. Fuel for the table, pretzel lightsabers dipped in your aspects color, blue milk for the table. Yoda soda green punch for a non-alcoholic option, TIE fighter hexagon crackers, Wookiee cookies, and Death Star popcorn balls between rounds. Lean into the fantasy, it's half the fun. Notice the deepest in-joke is reverence, every card is a commissioned illustration, never a film still. Praise the art, not just the win, isn't etiquette filler, it's the value that holds the whole hobby together. The long game truth about this brotherhood, it's made for players, not flippers. The table isn't a wealth filter, which is exactly why the crew you meet at the shop sticks around for years. Community is the real chase card, and here's your last instruction from the dojo, someone pulled out a chair for you on night one, now you pull out the chair, that's the whole circle, welcome in, then welcome the next one, your family now, final verdict, get in now. Star Wars Unlimited is the rare TCG that actually meant easy to learn, deep to master. The resource any card system kills the worst part of every other card game, and 2026's rotation, set 7, and the intro battle, Hoth asterisk box mean the on-ramp has never been gentler. It'll cost you almost nothing to start and a fair bit of evenings to master, and I won't pretend the showcase chase isn't a money pit if you let it be, but smart play beats a fat wallet here every time. So pick the character you love. Flip your leader, take the bell honestly, and say good game at the end. You're not behind, initiate, you're right on time. Welcome to the fold, now go welcome the next one in. Frequently asked questions: is Star Wars Unlimited hard to learn? No, it's designed to be easy to learn, deep to master. The Resource Any card system removes the most frustrating no-plays problem of older TCGs, so you're never mana screwed. With the intro battle, Hoth box, you can be playing a real game in well under 30 minutes. What should I buy first in 2026? For a true beginner, the mass market intro battle, Hoth box, a scripted Vader vs Leia tutorial. For two people who want fuller decks, the Spark of Rebellion two-player starter. How many cards do I need and how big is a deck? A constructed deck is a minimum of 50 cards plus a separate leader and base, with a maximum of 3 copies of any single card. Most competitive decks run close to the 50-card minimum to draw their best cards more reliably. What's the difference between a starter, a spotlight deck, and the gift box? Two-player starters, Spark, Shadows, Twilight include two decks to learn with but were discontinued after set 3. What is rotation and does it affect new players? Premier, the main competitive format, only allows the most recent 6 sets. The first rotation hit March 2026, dropping sets 1 to 3. For beginners, this is good news, a smaller, fresher card pool. If you want everything to stay legal forever, play the eternal unlimited non-rotating formats instead. Can I play online for free? Yes, Karabast is a free community-built online simulator where you can play and spectate, and SWDBcom lets you build decks and export them straight into Karabast. Kara Buddy records your matches for review. You can practice matchups without spending a cent. How much does it cost to get started? You can stay budget-friendly by buying pre-constructed decks, trading for singles at a local store, and testing online for free before investing. SW is built for players, not flippers. What are the aspects colors and which is best for beginners? The 6 aspects are Vigilance, Blue Defense, Command, Green Ramp and Big Units, Aggression, Red Burn, Cunning, Yellow Tricks, plus Heroism, White and Villainy, Black. None is strictly best. Aggression and Command tend to be the most straightforward for new players, while Cunning and Vigilance reward more experienced timing. Can I play with more than 2 people? Yes, the Twin Suns format is the official 3-4 player free-for-all. Each deck runs 2 leaders sharing Heroism or Villainy, and a singleton 1 copy of each card. The 2026 Twin Suns release ships 4 ready-to-play Clone Wars decks. Is it competitive and is there organized play? Yes. There's a full pyramid, planetary qualifiers at local stores, then sector qualifiers, regional championships, and the invite-only galactic championship. You earn qualifier points by placing well. 100 QP in a season qualifies you for the galactic championship.